This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
And now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Pastis. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Well, hello there. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. I don't think I forgot about you. For the next hour, so you can call me, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. And you can always leave me a voicemail if you're listening on the radio and you want to communicate with me. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, or is it X? I don't know what they're calling it. You can X me. RYANHOPPE Radio. And you can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com and RyanHoppyRadio.com and Ryan Hoppy Radio on Snapchat. I think you get the point. This show is a morning radio vibe in a podcasting format. You may never know what we talk about. One minute, I could be talking about how much I despise Elon Musk with all my heart. Or the next minute, talking about Bella Thorne. So without further ado, let's get into the content.
Topic.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that I'm a big fan of Jeff Bezos. Now, would I want to hang out with Jeff Bezos and get a beer with him? Probably not. But I respect how he built Amazon from the bottom. I know that his ex-wife and his parents helped fund it, but everybody gets help from their parents. But I love how he began Amazon from the beginning and everyone told him it wasn't going to work. And he was in that legendary interview on 60 Minutes from 1999 where that boomer reporter is like, oh, you have a 1992 car in an office next to a porno shop. You're never going to make it, essentially. And then look at where Amazon is now. But I'm telling you, I can't stand when rich people inherit money and then they think they know everything. Yeah, like Elon Musk, like inherited money, and he's made money, but he wouldn't have began anything from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like if he were to have been born broke, he would not be the richest man on this planet. He got lucky that he was born into rich sperm with a dad that doesn't even like him. And I think that projects what type of man Elon Musk is. A lot of times whenever you have a father that neglects you, you have a father that ignores you. A lot of times that's what you do to your kids. And I saw this headline here and this disgusted me. I am so pissed off that he took over Twitter. I'm not going to even call it X. I don't like that before when Twitter was run by Jack Dorsey, it was very liberal. And a lot of the Republicans were getting kicked off. Alex Jones, Anthony Cumia, Milo, that guy with the long last name. A lot of these guys were getting kicked off, and I'm all about free speech. But now, since Elon Musk took over about 2 years ago, all of a sudden it's becoming a platform for the right, where I'm seeing more tweets from people from the right than the left. And Elon Musk was complaining about Jack Dorsey only showing liberal content, and now I'm only seeing right-wing content. So he did an interview with Jordan Peterson, which that is small D energy in a room. Jordan Peterson and Elon Musk. And I'm a big proponent and I'm a big supporter of the transgender movement. I think whatever you want to do with your body in this lifetime, I think you should be allowed to do. And not only is Elon Musk a deadbeat dad that knocks up women just to have kids, but he also did this.
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that.
Elon Musk is getting candid about his relationship with his estranged daughter. The Tesla CEO shares that 20-year-old Vivian Jenna Wilson,
who used to be a man,
whom he shares with ex-wife Justine Wilson, was, quote, killed in his eyes by the woke mind virus.
Oh, I'm sure she misses being around you, you autistic douchebag. Listen to me. And it might have sounded like I was using that as an insult, but it's like, bro, you shouldn't be producing any more kids. I don't know who's on a bigger trip of knocking up the whole planet, him or Nick Cannon. He's like an autistic Nick Cannon.
By seeking gender-affirming care after coming out as transgender. Elon tells the Daily Wire in an interview published July 23rd.
I was essentially tricked into signing documents. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on. And we had COVID going on. And so
yeah,
there was a lot of confusion.
Yeah, but I thought you were the smartest guy around. So you're telling me you got tricked into something? But I thought you were this guru, this magnificent mastermind. Nothing more than a car salesman.
His ex-founder claims he only agreed to sign the papers that gave Vivian permission to undergo gender-affirming care because he was told she, quote, might commit suicide if he didn't.
Also, if I were her, I'd rather be a girl than be the same gender as my deadbeat loser dad. I don't care how much money you have. You're a loser, Elon. And all your followers are all incels. They're all transphobes. They're all homophobic people. They're all, oh my God, God doesn't like transphobic people. Ah, well, whatever. I hate this planet.
I lost my son, essentially. So, you know, they call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
I hate that Jordan Peterson. It's so hard to do his voice. He's got that high-pitched weasel. It's so hard to...
I'm Jordan Peterson.
Isn't it called dead naming? It's because...
Why do you care? If you are such a father figure, you would support what your kid wants to do. A lot of people make fun of Dwayne Wade because he's been a little zesty lately. And he's been dyeing his nails and doing this and that. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he's a better father than you'll ever be, Elon, you scumbag leech.
Your son is dead. Killed by the woke mind virus.
And I this whole thing, too. This whole thing where I love when Republicans say that liberals are easily triggered. And then the people on the right get triggered about what someone else does with their body based off of a fictional book known as the Bible. It's like, shut up. You're all morons, all of you.
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus.
I hate hearing him talk. Your cars are ugly, and people drive them because they want to be cool with their midlife crisis.
Vivian cut ties with Elon in 2022 after filing a petition to change her name due to her gender identity and her severed relationship with her father.
I wonder if she's getting any of his money.
Vivian wrote in court documents obtained by E! News at the time, I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, but that sounds like he's father of the year, right? Incorrect. What I'm saying is he keeps producing kids. You're going to have a bunch of kids with daddy issues on this planet. Mm-hmm. I try to stay away from talking about that scumbag. I can't stand Elon Musk. He's just a rich kid who buys things and pretends to be smart. And all his incel fans were like, he could do no wrong. Trust me, he would not pee on you if you were on fire, okay? Mm-hmm. Wow, and just like that, 10 minutes flies by and I got to go to break. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you're in the UK or the US, if you're driving on the right or left side of the car, as long as you're listening, that's all that matters. Search HOPPE Radio for more. Don't touch that radio dial or that smart device. However the hell you're listening to Hoppy Hour, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. Dom, I said this before every song. If you don't feel like listening, you can skip forward 4.5 minutes. But I play throwbacks on here. If you are listening to my show for the first time after hearing about it through the radio news and RadioInsight.com, the Morning Mouth, and Barrett Sports Media, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and this is a hot talk radio show. That's the word they use to describe edgier talk radio. I've been doing this show for 12 years, and I play throwbacks. My ultimate goal is to have a show where I play throwbacks all day long, and I talk about celebrity news. And I have a list of songs that are unlicensed that I'm allowed to play. I can't just play like In the Club or whatever, or I'll get a copyright strike. But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Here is one of the greatest songs of all time. Soul du jour with Here We Go Again. We'll be back in 4 minutes. This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra9, MITRA-9.com. And it's the best kava and kratom around. If you go to Mitra-9.com and at checkout, use keyword hoppy, H-O-P-P-E radio, you can save. What is it again? Oh, yeah, 20%. That's H-O-P-P-E, not H-O-P-P-Y. My last name is pronounced Hoppy. Get it? Got it? Good.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Now, to listen to more of my show, search H-O-P-P-E Radio. But without further ado, let's get back into the content. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that I try to not have hatred in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I try my hardest to be a positive enough of a person. Back in the day when I was a virgin 10 years ago, I was listening to some of my old radio shows that I did in Chicago, and I was kind of demeaning towards the Kardashians, and that's because I was attracted to them and I wasn't getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
But my hatred for celebrities has gone down. I just love making fun of the rich and elite because nobody calls them out because everybody wants to be accepted by them. But there is one, and I mean one celebrity, that can kiss my ass.
Alec and Eladia Baldwin step out for their first red carpet appearance following the Rush trial being dismissed.
The only reason that trial was dismissed is because they pushed it back 3 years and it was hard to get evidence. I mean, I even kind of forgot what happened. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if this was any other rich and elite, they would not be getting away with it.
Oh, it's Alec Baldwin.
Can you imagine how smug he must be on the red carpet? Well, I got away with manslaughter. I hate him. He plays himself in all the movies, a pretentious asswipe.
Mm-hmm.
On July 20th, the Hollywood couple have a special date night at the Hamptons International Film Festival Summer Doc Series in East Hampton, New York.
Man, he's got a big-ass smile. I've never really seen Alec Baldwin smile before, but he got away with manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks pretty good, but the idea of her giving birth to seven kids is unattractive. And from the clips we've seen of that upcoming reality show, they sound annoying. And B, her having sex with him kind of makes her less attractive.
Where they are seen attending a screening of War Game. For the outing, Alec keeps it cool in a dark blue jacket, light blue shirt, and gray pants, while Eladia stuns in a light pink sleeveless dress.
She's so hot. But because I know so much about her and knocks her down a little bit, it makes her a less attractive.
This latest appearance comes almost 2 weeks after Alec's trial for involuntary manslaughter in connection to the 2021 fatal shooting of Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins was dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you may not be aware of what I am talking about when I make fun of Hilaria Baldwin pretending to be Spanish. We are going to take a nice little throwback to 2021. What a year that was. People were still locked down a little bit. The world was just kind of in a mess. It still is, but it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you went to a liberal city. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, not only did you have that going on, but you had Hilaria Baldwin pretending to be Hispanic. And this is something that is not discussed enough.
Ilaria Baldwin says she's quitting social media after facing major embarrassment over accusations of having faked her Spanish accent and heritage for years and years. Listen to her charming Spanish accent here.
Married life is really nice. You know, it feels different.
But the accent is gone. And
it doesn't even sound like an actual Hispanic person. It sounds like someone pretending to be one for a movie.
This video she just posted.
There's been some questions about where I'm born. I'm born in Boston.
I love that. I love how she's going from speaking all Spanish and that. And then she's like, hi, I'm Caucasian and I'm from Boston.
Here.
Married life is really nice. You know, it feels different.
But the accent is gone in this video she just posted.
There's been some questions about where I'm born. I'm born in
Boston. Also, we know she's born in Boston, but I just looked it up. She's back on Instagram and posted a selfie of her and Alec. They got 43,000 likes. So her whole, I'm quitting social media. No, you're a dirty, rotten imbecile who lies. No wonder you're married to Alec Baldwin. You're both lying, sociopathic morons.
Boston. And then I spent some of my childhood in Boston, some of my childhood in Spain.
But
yeah. Oh, so you spent some time in Spain. I've spent some time in North Carolina. You don't hear me talking about a southern draw.
Her biography on her agency's website states Baldwin was born in Mallorca, Spain. In this video, during a cooking segment, she can't remember the English word for cucumber.
We have, cucumbers.
If I've been speaking.
Oh, man. I bet she's fun in bed, though.
Speaking a lot of Spanish, I, you know, tend to mix them. And if I'm speaking more English, I, you know, or doing a lot of English, then yeah. I mix that.
Her birth.
She always does that thing, not just her, but any female celebrity. When they get caught in a scandal, they take that selfie video where, like, their hair looks a little messy. They look pretty, but they don't have any makeup on. Like, oh, I'm so affected by this.
Mm-hmm. Earth name isn't even Ilaria. It's all American Hillary.
I'm Ilaria.
She had an explanation for that.
In this country, I would use the name Hillary. And in Spain, I would use the name Ilaria.
Alec Baldwin has even imitated her accent, as in this appearance on David Letterman's show in 2013.
Who's a bigger creep? Alec Baldwin or Letterman? At least Letterman came forward and said he was a creep 15 years ago when he was banging all the interns.
She's like, really? Okay, I can't wait to see you. That's going to be great. Fantastic. What time? 12 o'clock? My wife is from Spain. Mm-hmm.
Baldwin is now defending his wife's integrity.
Oh, and I love how he has to defend her. Let's hear what this asswipe had to say.
There's things that have been said lately about people that I love and yeah. I care about deeply, which are ridiculous.
How are they ridiculous? She admitted that she did it. If she didn't admit that she did it and they were going to stay with the whole, oh yeah, she's Spanish, then I would get him saying this. But what your wife was being accused of was utterly true. Man, you can say what you want about other celebrities and that. And later on, we're going to talk about Hailey Bieber as she reveals she's not very close with her Baldwin family members. I wouldn't be either. If that was my family, I would stay far, far away. Mm-hmm. I have a pretty great hoppy family. The only thing is I have a little bit of daddy issues, but that's all a bit. Is it? Because whenever a girl has daddy issues, I've said this before and I'll say it again, I can read it like a book. Usually it's when they're fun in bed and they say, daddy. Daddy. Those are girls you date. You don't have as a girlfriend. Da, da. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you're in the UK or the US. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. Search HOPPE Radio on all major platforms, and don't touch that radio dial or that smart device. However the hell you're listening to my show, we will be right back. Hang on.
and happyradio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel like listening, you can skip forward 4 minutes, but here's Droked Out by Soundmaster T. Droked Out, Droked Out. We're getting droked out on Happy Hour, whatever the hell that means. I sound so Caucasian.
Yeah. Hey, 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 we got the remix. We got the troll. We got them getting down on the floor. We got the THI got a new sound, making all the hoes get down. Need a quick man, make it chain swing. Pimps and the players gon' do the damn thing. Coming in the club, taking over streets, taking over main with the broke out beats. Got 'em on charge, got 'em on lock. Everywhere we go, guaranteed to blow the spot. Messages to them haters, trying to play them gators. Bullets gon' blaze ya, nothing is gonna save ya. Bets on the streets, bets on the beats. If you wanna bounce, best report to me. My city, Chi-Town, where I put it down. Ain't no limit, dropping beats by the pound. I balls out a lot, cause you know I call the shots. Stacking paper like the baking sodas in the pot. We got the remix, we got the troll. We got them getting down on the floor. We getting choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Never did. Patron with a mean lean. Yeah. I'm tilted and representing my home team. Super ugly with a stack of money is a Gator King. By the bar, Mr. Pippin is a Gator team. Tell them how we do it, Joe. Gator ones. Rims. They're spinning. And I ain't even driving, I'm just parking lot pimping. Slide off in the club, finna manage in the tipsy. So fresh, so clean. With a swagger in my lip. And what it is? What it do? What it do? Come on, shout it, let me see you get loose. Get loose. If you bought it, you can get some great goo. And VIP, I'm put my hands on you. Hey, we got the remix. We got the troll. We got them getting down on the floor. We getting choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Never did. Hey, good. Hey, shout it, let me see you get loose. We getting choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Don't be putting no chases in my drink. Yeah. I want two high liggas, pimp.
Yeah.
Smoke, drink, smoke,
keep
drink.
Stay.
Smoke, drink, smoke,
keep
drink.
Keep stay bent. All on the earth, I don't incur. Speech all slur. Nothing in my cup, shit is all girl.
Y'all hiding the motherfucker making up words.
Looking like men, I like them light skin. Two at a time, I'm 20 twin twins. Patronic Grey Goose, Mega Ray and Seagram's gin. Stay together in my glass like they all best friends. I can't walk, I can't talk. Joking from the day to the dark. Tifa off a square, but my goons on pee. It's drinks on you, all eyes on me. And niggas with me drinking dumb. Henny mixed with Remy Ma. Party going all night. When we kick it hard. Niggas get they smoke down. They be getting choked out. Mix it with some liquor, nigga.
We be getting droked out.
Choked out, we be getting choked out. Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
One of the greatest songs of all time. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I got something to alert you.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, I didn't go anywhere. This following segment has been brought to you by DZ Beezy Honey at DZBeezyHoney.com. When I tell you that that is the best Delta 8 CBD honey, I'm a man of my words. At DZBeezyHoney.com, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, at checkout to save 20%.
Now for something completely different.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
syndicated across the world and heard exclusively on every podcasting platform by searching Hoppy Radio. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856 49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If this is your first time listening, hi, this is a morning radio show vibe in a podcast. To hear more, search H-O-P-P-E Radio on all major platforms. Let's get back to the content on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Topic.
Like I said before the break, let's talk about Hailey Bieber, formerly Hailey Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
As she's pregnant, she also says she likes to distance herself from the Baldwin family, which I would too if that was my family.
Hailey Bieber is opening up about why she's distant from her family.
Why?
The 27-year-old, who announced she was pregnant with her and Justin Bieber's first child in May, sits down for an interview with W Magazine, published July 23rd.
They make magazines? I didn't know that.
And explains why she's leaving the Baldwin name behind her. She tells the outlet, "I'm not super close with my family at this point in my life.
That's a good choice.
Because I feel like I'm very independent."
Hell yeah. What do you contribute to the world, though? What do you do for a living besides writing off of Justin and his money?
"I'm my own individual now, and I've built my own family," adding, "but when I look back on my childhood and how I grew up, I have very fond, beautiful memories." And the Road founder, who's the youngest daughter of Stephen and Kenya Baldwin, acknowledges the privilege that comes with growing up in a famous family. But these days, she's putting all of her energy into her and Justin's life together.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
About to have a kid, she should probably take care of it.
"Even if it comes with hate." Hailey continues, "People have made me feel so bad about my relationship since day one."
Two things. If you are addressing the hate, then it really is getting to you, and you can't let the haters get to you because you're letting them win. But B, here's why the hate is driving Hailey so nuts. Here's why the hate is bothering Hailey. And we're going to be honest here because we're always honest on Hoppy Hour. She is a millennial Gisele Bündchen.
Mm-hmm.
Justin was on and off with Selena Gomez, and he was on and off at the same time, not in the same room, with Hailey Bieber, although that'd be a fun threesome. Here's what I'm saying. She's kind of the side chick. It's alleged. No one wants to talk about it because all the celebrity news sites don't want to talk about it because then they won't get the inside info from Justin. But I'm here as a commentator on all things celebrity news and dating for heterosexual men. I am the authority on that here at Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. So I'm not afraid to say that she's a homewrecker. She's a side chick. It's okay. Sometimes women have to do that. But don't think that's not going to involve hate.
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, they're falling apart. They hate each other. They're getting divorced."
If you're talking about it, there's probably a little bit of truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
"It's like people don't want to believe that we're happy." And while Hailey and Justin have been married for nearly 6 years now,
wow,
she admits that the negative comments don't, quote, hurt any less.
Man, you got to let that go. You're a side chick. It's fine. You're about to be a mom. You got to let that go. You think the mean comments are going to go away when you squirt out a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Adding that it nearly got in the way of the couple having children. Quote, "In the beginning, it was super emotional for me. Like, I love this human so much. How can I possibly bring someone else into this?"
What's the chance that Justin either forgot to pull out or she didn't take her pill? What is the chance that this was a non-planned pregnancy?
Mm-hmm.
"I'm trying to soak in these days of it being Justin and me, just the two of us." But that's not to say Hailey wasn't ready to have a baby. More so, she knows it won't be easy. As she told the Sunday Times last year, quote, "It's enough that people say things about my husband or my friends."
It's so when she says husband, like, I forgot that, like, he's a husband, you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes any sense.
"I can't imagine having to confront people saying things about a child." However,
listen, Haley, if you're listening to the widely nationally syndicated show known as Happy Hour, if you're listening to my voice, no one says it to your face. I've had a decent amount of haters in my life from working with a bunch of Gen X shock jocks that attract that type of crowd, that type of audience. And I've only had one person say that they don't like me. It was in Rochester, New York at Rover's Morning Glory Holiday Hangover. It was a concert with like Alien Ant Farm at this old ass theater in dark Rochester, New York. It's like Gotham. It's a very dark city. Homo, the Brother Weeds Morning Show. Here's what I'm saying. We're in this basement. I'm drunk as hell. Probably a little too drunk at a work event, but you're working with shock jocks. And this guy comes up to me and goes, "I don't think you're good on the radio." And I go, "That's cool. Thank you." They say it behind the keyboard like wussies.
However, at the end of the day, their main goal is to, quote, "do the best we can to raise them as long as they feel loved and safe."
I'm not comparing Hailey Bieber to Gypsy Rose Blanchard. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they both are celebrities that say, "Hey, we're going to keep our kids private, da da da." Time will tell. I mean, think about how hypocritical celebrities are. Think about the wife of Alec Baldwin saying, "Oh, I'm off of social media," and now she's on it more than ever, and they have a reality show. People lie. Now, we got about 3 minutes left, and I used to despise Brittany Mahomes, but it was just because she was rooting for her husband. I mean, she's a little loud and was pouring champagne on people, but they seem like a good marriage.
Brittany Mahomes shares an update on her pregnancy journey. The wife of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes reveals the challenges she's faced throughout her third pregnancy, taking to Instagram to write, "Good morning, just me and my skin that's losing its mind."
She really is pretty without makeup. You can tell the true beauty of a woman when they don't have makeup on. Some look like goblins.
"This pregnancy has been the hardest on me. Sickness, exhaustion, and now skin." Before adding, "Got an amazing facial this morning in hopes to help." This comes just days after the couple announced the gender of their third child with a celebratory joint Instagram on July 19th, unveiling the moment their three-year-old daughter, Sterling Skye, found out she was having a little baby sister in the most adorable way possible.
Oh, man. I bet Patrick Mahomes is going to be a great girl dad.
Possible.
So it's a video of them opening up the balloon or whatever. It's not really good for radio. It's more of a visual. Man, I got a vasectomy. I don't know if you know that. I even have a rejoiner on this show that lets everybody know.
Did you know that Ryan Hoppy got a vasectomy?
No.
Well, now you know. And we aren't even sure why we told you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'll never have kids. So it's always interesting when I see people in my age group having kids, and I'm like, I don't have any regrets because whenever kids are at kava bars screaming their ass off, I'm like, I'm good. I slept until 11 a.m. today. 856-49-HAPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you're in the U.S. or the U.K., wherever you are, right or left side of the car. As long as you're listening to Hoppy Hour, that's all that matters. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Do not touch that radio dial, that smart device. However the hell you're listening to my show, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
OrionHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Now, if you don't feel like listening, you can skip forward 4 minutes and 26 seconds. But here's Kid Cudi and Rich Hill. Trippy. I just took a few hits of my Delta 8 pen. Let me do that again real quick. If you're listening and you're hitting a doobie or a Delta 8 pen, let's do this together. One, two, three. All right. Time to get a little trippy on Happy Hour. I love Delta 8 and medical marijuana.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify, FortifyE.com. That is the best pre and post workout in the game. At checkout, use keyword Ryan20 to save 20%. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Mm-hmm. When I tell you he is the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. This is also being brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. If you're listening in Maryland, where we get a lot of listens, and Florida, where we're based out of, and you need help with your mental health, go to CounselingOnCall.net and tell them you heard about it from Happy Hour. Let's continue this party on Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Anyone else is afraid to say, Ryan Hoppy will say for you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Everyone else is afraid to say, what everyone else is afraid to say, Ryan Hoppy will say for you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856 49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, if you're a big fan of Taylor Swift or you're a Swiftie, this segment may not be your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just warning you in advance.
Travis Kelce is proving he never goes out of style. The Kansas City Chiefs tight end has returned to training after spending a summer cheering on his girlfriend Taylor Swift at multiple Eras Tour shows. He rocked up to the Chiefs training camp on July 21st at Missouri Western State University with his best friend and teammate Patrick Mahomes.
Are they really best friends?
Team's official X account shares the new look in a photo alongside the caption, "Killistash is back." And in another post, the team shared a video of Travis making his entrance into the facility with the team and showing off his freshly shaved mustache, writing, "The Return of El Travador."
Man, is that a douchey name.
The Super Bowl champ traded in his full beard and signature fade haircut for a stash ahead of the upcoming NFL season. The stash is different to what we've seen Travis sport since the end of the NFL season in February, as well as during the Eras Tour this summer. His return comes after making 13 appearances on the Eras Tour, his last one being at the show in Gelsenkirchen, Germany last week. And although Travis kept a relatively low profile while Taylor took the stage, she has acknowledged her man by calling him out as the guy on the Chiefs while singing Karma, a lyric change she made back in November 2023 and continues to do at every show he's been in the audience for.
All right. I have a little bit of a conspiracy that drives Swiftie's nuts. I think he's cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, and I think he's having the girls that he cheats on Taylor with. Whiffed. That was funny how I said that. I think he's having them sign NDAs. Here's why. I said this before in my clip on my YouTube page, and I got like 14 dislikes, and I was like, they're all Swifties. Famous men, including Travis Kelce, that are NFL players that are all horned up and all masculine and have adrenaline. When you have women throwing themselves at you, all of a sudden, it is hard to say no. And I'm going to play more of this clip. But in a second, I'll tell you why I think it's worrisome that he's going back to the same look he had last year when he began dating Taylor.
However, that wasn't the only shout-out she gave to her man. Taylor made her relationship with Travis Instagram official on June 21st with the help of the royal family, as they all joined her backstage at her concert in Wembley Stadium in London, posting this iconic selfie to her Instagram. And we can't forget when Travis made a cameo.
All right, so the rest of the video is going to tell us the life and times of them. The video name is Travis Kelce's New Look is a Nod to Early Days of Taylor Swift Romance. I also saw this headline here, and it says here, This is from the Daily Mail. Travis Kelce spent every minute he could with Swift before training camp as the couple struggles to be apart. They're so in love. Okay. Here's what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm not saying that they are close to breaking up, but a lot of times when you're going through hard times and you're in a relationship, you begin to kind of do things that you did early on in the butterfly phase, the honeymoon phase of the relationship. So in the last two relationships, I've had the two women that I've loved.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the relationship, you begin to kind of listen to the same music, and you're like, hey, let's go to this beach that we had our first date on, da-da-da. Him going back to his original look, he's trying to relive the nostalgia of last year and when everything began, and he was on the podcast catcalling her, essentially, and they were dating, and da-da-da. I predict by February 2025, they will have broken up, because here's what's going to happen. I hate saying it. All the Swifties don't want to hear it. He's going to be at some nightclub in, let's say, Vegas if the Chiefs play the Raiders this year, which I believe they most likely are because they're in the same division. And this hot-ass bimbo, she comes on to Travis. You like how I said that? They're going to hook up. There is going to be infidelity this year because whenever you're having to give a nod to the earlier part of your relationship or your romance, that's because there's little troubles. And they're already saying that they're having a hard time being apart. That's going to be hard because here's what's going to happen. You're going to have training camp and two-a-days and then preseason, which they're not going to play much, and then the NFL season. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that he's going to be horned up. He's going to break records this year, and there's going to be that girl. She's going to be on the other side of the planet, either making a movie or doing whatever the hell she does. And there's going to be some girl that's just going to be like, I want to bang you. And he's going to have not watched porn in 4 to 5 days, and he's going to be backed up. And he's going to make a decision that he's going to regret. Honestly, I don't want to sound rude. I don't find her that attractive because I like girls with a little meat on the bones, if you know what I'm saying. She's a little too skinny for me. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think this next season, if this couple is meant to be being Travis, I almost said Hillary. Imagine if Travis Kelce and Hillary Clinton dated. I don't think she likes men. If Travis and Taylor Swift can make it through this next season of her touring and him playing football and being around America where girls are going to want to sleep with him, then they can do anything. But I'm just telling you, I'm giving you a little bit of a warning in advance.
Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen are Instagram official.
The only time he'll be winning this year.
On July 23rd, the NFL star posts a photo dump to social media featuring several pictures with Haley.
How long until they break up and then he'll delete all of those pics?
Their love on full display. In one photo, we see the couple pose in front of the Eiffel Tower at night, with Haley resting her hands on Josh's chest. And another photo with Haley posing for a sweet portrait with Josh's family.
Josh just looks like somebody who would be front row at a Morgan Wallen show.
He captions the series, Onward. And while Josh's hard launch was full of adorable glimpses with the pop star, he and Haley have been keeping their romance close to the chest.
Yeah, like when it's near the chest. It didn't really make that much sense. It was a joke about boobs. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know that she's going to be like, you can come to me. I'm not going to Buffalo, New York.
After all, the couple have made very few public appearances together since they first stepped out in May of 2023.
Oh, she is a beautiful looking woman. Mm-hmm. First, I thought it said Haley Seinfeld, and I was like, I didn't know he had a daughter that was dating Josh Allen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I wish these couples are nothing but the best. But when you have NFL players that are dogs, I've hung around NFL players. I'm not bragging. They weren't that famous or important. But they view it as the man can cheat because we have orgies. We have orgies.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a very hard to break. But hey, what do I know? I know a lot. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you're in America or the UK. As long as you're listening to my show, driving on the right or left side of the car, I don't care. Search HOPPE Radio to hear more. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour. After this, do not touch that radio dial or that podcasting platform. However the hell you're listening to my show, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Here's King Louie and Boss Wu. Money Dance. If you need a beat, hit up the girl.
Hot body alert, alert, alert. Man up, man up, alert, alert. Them drillers is out, out, out. We drilling, drilling. Do the money walk. Throw a stack of two, for a stack of two, then whack a crew. Y'all know I don't like that word. Loud only anti-me, I don't like that herb. When with your wife, she dirt. She jacking, call a jockey. I'ma send her home with a breath smelling cocky. I'm arrogant, cocky. Louis high body, I need some artwork. I'ma call Cardi, getaway driver. Call Kyrie, McAlee, who's sorry. Been so many on me. All my niggas real. They PlayStation, Sony. In other words, they phony. So many, many me's. When did I start cloning? Do the money dance. I'm full, but I'm hungry. I'm Louis three times. Like Tony, Tony, Tony. Whipping off safety. I know I'm safe, it's on me. I got some new fans. Shout out who put them on me.
Do the money dance. Shoot them. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot 'em, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot 'em, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot 'em, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands.
Walk on, get that money, walk. Jay-Z pimpin', did it vision. Shoot the 50, bet I hit no training wheels. Some hitters rolling. Ain't no time for block to block. Shoot up cribs, snatch up kids. You niggas scared. Gon' walk it out. I play to win. Ain't no losses, stupid. My circle closed, we get money. They look funny. Fuck your life and your wife. Lil' folks gonna be wildin' out. Stupid bands, wipe them out. Drill style be my money. Dance, dress, swing, legs, bend. I love my city, Chirac. But we heat them up. D-Way's back. Shout out to Big Bro Zach Mac. Duck the case, fuck the Jakes.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. Wait. Wait.
Fuck the Jakes, play no games, poker face, anti-me and cuss the face. Lean got me sleeping now, but I'm wide awake. Hit the loud, no eyes but pump. King go stupid, I go clueless, money dance. Ain't no juking, cool ass nigga, shove and push him. We real groovy, you lames losing.
Do the money dance, shoot
him,
do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot him. Do the money dance, shoot 'em, do the money dance. Do the money dance, do a couple bands. Do the money dance, shoot 'em, do the money dance. Do the money dance.
I love a good money dance. Love the ending of that. That sound effect right there is so cool. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hour will be right back. Hour will be right back. Hour will be right. Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by Easy Beezy Honey. at dzbzhoney.com. When I tell you that that is the best Delta 8 CBD around, I'm a man of my words at dzbzhoney.com. Go there and use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E.
Happy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
856-49-HOPPY, 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com and search H-O-P-P-E Radio. All right, let's get back to the content.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I can't stand Prince Harry, and he's a douche.
That's a hard question to answer, because anything I say about my family results in a torrent of abuse from the press.
Yeah, you shouldn't be talking about your family, you douche.
Prince Harry is publicly speaking for the first time about what really led to his rift with the royal family. In a...
What, writing that book?
New clip from the...
And marrying that clout chaser that totally didn't know who you were when you guys started dating. Get out of here.
Upcoming documentary, Tabloids on Trial, which is set to air in the UK on ITV on July 25th. Harry speaks openly about his case against Mirror Group newspapers with ITV journalist Rebecca Barry.
So now Prince Harry is supposed to be the victim? Got it.
And how the legal fight impacted his relationship with his family members, such as King Charles III and Prince William.
Ah, whatever.
To what extent do you think that your determination to fight the tabloids...
Man, I love a female, a nice blonde female with a British accent.
Destroyed the relationship with your family.
I think there's, that's certainly a central piece to it.
Oh, whatever. Moving on. I love how McDonald's, this next headline, I love how they're acting like they're doing us a favor.
To the competitive deals trying to lure customers back to restaurants, McDonald's extending its $5 value meal past its original end date.
Oh, I love how that was a limited time offer. It actually saved money. And I love how the McDonald's CEO is making $28 million a year, but, oh, it's too expensive to get a dollar menu. Screw off.
Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington with more on all this competition. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Honestly, the best thing that ever happened was the fact that the prices have gone up and there's less food, because the deal's a ripoff. It's a burger, fries, and a drink for $5. Used to be able to get three sandwiches for that price. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I've actually lost weight since then, because now I just grocery shop and I get my food delivered from Aldi's. It's made me less lazy about my eating habits. The fact that fast food is insanely expensive for what it is.
Hey, good morning, Gio. And that $5 McDonald's value meal will now be sticking around through the summer. In a memo viewed by ABC News, McDonald's executives said that most U.S. locations will extend the deal through August. This $5 meal launched June 25th and was only supposed to last 1 month, but executives say that it is resonating with millions of customers and helping to boost traffic at restaurants.
Yeah, if you look at the everyday average line at McDonald's, it is not as long as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Remember around 12:30 in the afternoon, if you were in a popular part of a major city or even a small town, it would be around the building. It's not like that anymore.
Meal includes a choice of McDouble or McChicken sandwich, small French fries, four-piece chicken nuggets, and a small soft drink. We have seen several fast food chains, including Burger King, Starbucks, Taco Bell, and Wendy's, offer these $5 meals to try to entice customers who are frustrated with high prices.
Yeah. I love how the rich and elite news reporters are telling us about that. Whatever. I saw this. This is fascinating.
Bella Thorne slams Ozempic trend for harming her body image. The Shake It Up alum recently gets candid about the impact the pervasiveness of the weight loss medication has had on her own body image, sharing in a July 20th Instagram story, "So I haven't been feeling good about my body for a while, and especially with everybody on Ozempic, it's setting all these crazy beauty standards." That-
Yeah. Anybody who's lost an incredible amount of weight overnight from Ozempic, it doesn't look good. You look skinny, but you don't look good.
That nobody can keep up with unless you're on Ozempic. And I have swam every day, and I have sweat out everything possible, and I have walked everywhere.
I swim every day, too. We should hang out, Bella Thorne.
Finally feeling good about myself. Finally feeling good. Before adding while posing in a blue bikini before giving the middle finger, so Ozempic, you can f*** off.
All right. That is one angry woman. Also here, Grindr is blocked from the Paris Olympics Village after the gay dating app was limited during the games to prevent users from finding athletes' profiles. I found out that with Grindr, if you're in the same building as somebody, I didn't find this out from experience. Somebody told me this, I promise, even though it wouldn't matter if I'm gay, unless you're a conservative. I found out that if you're in the same building, it can tell you if there's another dude looking to have sex in the building. But yeah. I love how the Olympics is like trying to prevent everybody from having sex. Like they're not going to find ways. Like they had their non-sex room and it was just like a hard bed. And I looked at it and I went, the non-sex room for the Olympics looks like my apartment.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Gone. Hoppy Hour is now over.
This is an official broadcast. Check out RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour is now over.